It is. You know, this one in particular as well, because, you know, there's a lot of implications with it.
A lot of, yes. Yes.
So first, I'm going to say this does actually sometimes indeed happen at times to discipline God's kids. You know, we see examples in the Bible. First of all, we see things like Samson, who lost his strength and his sight because of his disobedience, right? Like he totally didn't live a godly life. We see the Israelites. They had to wander the desert for 40 years because of, you know, rebellious people who just wouldn't listen to God. Lot's wife turned into a pillar of salt for looking back. Ananias and Sapphira, the New Testament, were killed for lying to the Holy Spirit about the money they got for a field, claiming they gave it all, but they actually kept a portion back for themselves. And then, of course, Jonah swallowed by a fish and spent 3 days, 3 nights in there to learn his lesson. And, you know, today I've actually heard of cases where it looked like God's child was out of control, so he took them home to stop them embarrassing his name. And I don't know if you know about this, but, you know, Elvis Presley.
Yes. Well, I don't know him personally, but okay. Yeah.
Well, apparently what's written on his tombstone is this: I was too bad, so God took me home.
Okay.
And so I would say, yes, you know, God sometimes does need to allow things to happen to us to get our attention.
Okay, but that's the key word that people are maybe looking for, allow versus actually cause.
Yes, yes. But yeah, I mean, like, even look at the Bible, I mean, like, there were specific things that God did cause, like turning Lot's wife into a pillar of salt. You know, he caused that in particular, you know. He caused a fish to swallow Jonah. You know, he caused the death of Ananias and Sapphira. So there are times where God does actually carry out justice just like that in that type of sense. So, I mean, like, sometimes it is just a matter of he allows us to get sick or lose a job or sometimes allow, you know, someone to die as a result to stop us in our tracks. I know I've been on the receiving end at times for God's discipline when I got out of line. And believe me, it's no fun place to be when you're on the receiving end of discipline.
Yeah. I just want to maybe address quickly before we close up the night, because I feel like maybe someone is thinking like, oh, if I do something like wrong, then God's going to send someone to like beat me or something like that. You know?
So terrible. I want to say that, you know, God's not sitting up there with a big gavel waiting to slam you. Yeah. Okay. He's like, okay, let's come on. Let's do this together. And God gives so many chances, you know, there is a point, I think, though, where God's like, okay, I've given you chance after chance after chance after chance. You're not following the script. You're not listening to me. You're not heeding my advice.
Yeah.
You're not following my will. And I have to deal with you.
Absolutely. I've seen that happen firsthand multiple times in life, where it's weird. It's almost like I could see these certain people getting chance after chance after chance. Oh my gosh, I just somehow activated Siri here. But anyway, oh my gosh, got to put the phone away when I'm in the studio. Anyway, but yeah, just seeing this happen and then they refused to repent. They refused to stop. And then, man, it was almost like stuff was held back, but then allowed. So very interesting discussion though. So thank you for going on that journey with us, Pastor Andrew.